Welcome to our last lesson, lesson 216. Just think about that, 216 short lessons on the FSC website. This one, the last one, is on the Bema seat again, but this time we're looking at privileges that are explained in Revelation. In 215, we looked at crowns you can receive. These are privileges given by the Lord himself. These are Christians now as you transition into eternity based on your motivation and how you lived, that are awarded to you. Think of that verse in Matthew 25, 21. Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Enter in the joy of your Lord. So let's walk through these seven. The first one, personal privileges to eat of the tree of life, awarded to those who love Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and look and read Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. These are the overcomers that get to eat from the tree of life, a personal privilege. Let's look at the next one, perseverance. You won't be hurt by the second death. Rewarded to those with a sound witness. Let's look at Revelation 2, verse 11. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. So remember, you've got two deaths, just like you have two lives. Matter of fact, I always liked what D. James Kennedy would say. Born once, die twice. Born twice, die once. What he means by being born twice is you're born physically, but then you're born again, John chapter 3, where the Spirit resides in you. Two deaths. You die naturally. Everyone does, physically dies. But then there's a second death in the lake of fire. Here, this verse is saying you will not be hurt by the second death. You won't die twice. This one is rewarded to those with a sound witness who overcomes. Won't be hurt by the second death. The third one is persistence. Look at Revelation 2:17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. This is the persistence, the stone with the new name. These are those who have overcome the world. They get this privilege. Number four, protect. Look at Revelation 2:26-29. It says, and he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the potter's vessel shall be broken to pieces. As I also have received from my Father. In other words, that's an Old Testament quote there, a prophecy, Psalm chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, where Jesus says, just like I received that from my Father, you will receive from me power over the nations. I'll give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear. This one then is awarded to those who avoid this world's lies. They overcome, they have the morning star and authority. And then number five, Revelation 3:5. This one says, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Wow. This one is awarded to those who have a pure walk, divine identification directly with my Father. Number six, passion. Revelation 3:21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcome and sat down with my Father and on his throne. Okay, awarded to those with a fervent, passionate, and pure heart. You get to actually reign with Christ. And then finally, number seven, Revelation 3:12. To him who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. This is a new name given, awarded to those who hold on to the things of God. You've proven yourself. These are privileges people get based on their motives and how they lived in the kingdom of heaven. This is our final lesson, guys. This is why it's exciting to be a Christian, especially now in postmodern America. We can proclaim the awesome name of Jesus Christ.